man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. Oh, that's such a great song there. Hank Williams Jr. One of the all-time greats. I think greater than his daddy, actually. Greater than Hank Williams Sr. You know, Hank Williams Sr. died in the back seat of a taxi cab going up from Montgomery to Nashville of drugs at age 29. Can you believe that? Age 29. All that stuff he did and all the, you know, the legends around Hank Williams all achieved by the time he was 29. I was barely shaving by the time I was 29. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and which celebrates Donald Trump Sr. And we are here together. We gather, boys and girls, we gather on February 9th, 2023. We'll be together for 1 hour, as we are Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're welcome to call in. Here's your number, 512-248-8252. Thursday night. And let's take a look at what Donald Trump is up to. And try to get a little updated on what's happened in the 24 hours intervening between tonight's and last night's show. I think I'm all organized here. I think I've gotten the preliminaries out of the way. I've got my chat screen displayed on one computer here, and that's where you will appear. Let's go over to another screen. Let's look at Donald Trump. Let's go to his most recent post. I'll tell you what, folks, if someday you have a radio show, watch out. When Bill Gates starts to update your computer, yes, without your permission, without your even knowing he's doing it, watch out for that Bill Gates. And don't ever let him let him do that. Anything less than 1 hour before a radio show, because it might take you an hour to get your browser back after Bill Gates gets in there and starts meddling with your computer. It was an interesting, I think he was a vice president or a very senior position. It might have been Paul Allen, I'm not sure, who said of Bill Gates, he's not a computer genius. He's not a computer, fundamentally, he's not a computer engineer. He said what Bill Gates is a marketing. He's an expert on marketing, which, turn that over and look under it. What he is, he is an expert at crushing competitors. He's not a brilliant writer of code or inventor of new pieces of software. Not at all. He's an expert at crushing competitors and monopolizing a business. That's what Microsoft is all about. Microsuck, or and the producer of Bill Gates' brilliant product, Wind Blows. Okay, let's look at what Donald Trump is up to. Now, here's a real genius. Donald Trump, let's update. His most recent post was 2 hours ago. No, that's not him. Here he is 2 hours ago. Trump's influence is not going anywhere. And the we'll take a look at that article. Before I get to it, I want to mention some women who are Trump supporters, MAGA movement people, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and there's a woman in South Florida whose name, I have to incorporate this into my knowledge. This is a new congresswoman. These three ladies are simply firecrackers. They have been in these Republican hearings grilling people, recently grilling, for instance, four executives from Twitter. And Lauren Boebert just read them the riot act. She just leveled them. Now, this is what we've been needing. We've been needing this kind of fiery fighter in the Republican Party. And so we are now seeing something. Recall this. In 2016 and then 2017, after Donald Trump was sworn in for his first presidential term, we didn't have these firebrands. We didn't have – what we had was Paul Ryan. Remember that? Paul Ryan, the weenie? Mitt Romney's running mate? Oh, my goodness. There was no courage at all. This was the Rhino Republican Party. So here's reason for some hope this time around. As bad as it is, as many bad things have happened in the 2 years that the communists have held power in Washington, D.C., this is Trump 2.0. This is Trump Lauren Boebert. This is Trump Marjorie Taylor Greene. And maybe one of you out there can help me. What is the name of the, I think she uses a hyphenated last name. She is just a rocket ship in South Florida, a new congresswoman. And then, of course, we've got some men like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz. So this is pretty exciting stuff. Okay, going to the president, last post to us is Trump's influence is not going anywhere. And that story links over to Town Hall, the website Town Hall, and an article by Garrett Ventry. The press cannot help themselves when it comes to predicting that President Trump's influence over the Republican Party is waning. They have wrongly predicted this since 2015, nonstop. Nobody in the establishment took Trump's candidacy seriously back then, and even after defeating over a dozen very impressive Republican challengers, there were a few impressive people like Rand Paul, but I can't call Chris Christie impressive. Republican challengers, they proclaimed he was toast against Hillary Clinton. You know the rest of the story. Now that the political pundits and news media, Karl Rove, are projecting his demise going into the 2024 election. Will they once again be proven wrong? If Trump's political history is our guide, that seems very likely. Fast forward to the present moment, and you'll see reporters and pundits saying the Republican political establishment has their knives sharpened, attempting to throw Trump under the bus. It is simply not true. Every single time that Donald Trump has been on the ballot, Republicans either held the majority, 2016, or gained seats, 2020. The same individuals who want to blame him for losing the Senate in 2022 have amnesia from 2018, when President Trump was in the White House and Senate Republicans gained seats in the midterm elections. Funny how that is conveniently left out in the discussion. Okay, go down here a little more, and let's go to the very end of this article. He says, political pundits were wrong in 2015 about Trump, and they are wrong now. The 45th president remains a powerful force in the Republican Party, the presumptive nominee in 2024, and if history is our guide, has a very good chance of becoming president again. All right, that's the most recent post, a link to that article by Donald Trump. And the here's a great senator from Iowa, Senator Grassley. This is a recording that the president just put up 3 hours ago. He wanted you to hear this from Senator Grassley of Iowa.
It's clear to me that the Justice Department and the FBI are suffering from a political infection that, if it's not defeated, will cause the American people no longer to trust these storied institutions.
We're there. We're there now, Senator Grassley. We no longer trust these institutions.
It will also threaten the American way of life.
Our way of life is threatened. Not will, it is threatened.
Unfortunately, what you've heard from me, this story of government abuse and political treachery, is scarier than fiction. It really happened. But, Mr. Chairman, your committee here, so assembled, has an opportunity to help us write the last chapter in this real life drama. It's clear to me that the...
Now, that's, and Senator Grassley, of course, he's right. I'm not criticizing what he's saying. He's absolutely right. He's one of the courageous ones.
So they've said that pieces.
Sorry, that was a little bit of Don Jr. breaking in there. And it is these committees. He's testifying before one of the House committees, and it is before these committees. This is where you can take great hope. Boebert, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you are going to hear the kind of grilling of people like Christopher Wray, grilling of Jeff Bezos, grilling of all of the people, whether corporate or governmental, all of the people in the deep state. And they're going to bite, and they're going to bite down, and they're not going to let go. They're going to get answers. And they're going to, now, the left, the commies, of course, will make this testimony go into the, exactly where George Orwell predicted in his great book, 1984. They will make it go into the memory hole. It didn't happen. Lauren Boebert didn't say what she was going to say. Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't yell, liar, 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 right in the hall there of her Congress, right in the House of Representatives. She yelled liar at Joe Biden. Now, they didn't put that on TV. They don't want, that didn't happen. Fortunately, we have enough media patched together with little pieces like this one here, Republic Broadcasting Network, that we actually become, in the whole, in the aggregate, we are actually quite large. We reach scores of millions of patriots in spite of the memory hole. And the this time, with fiery people in the Trump 2.0 administration, we're going to get them. Let's go down here a little further. Trump prophecy. These are all from Trump posts. Trump put this up. He's linking to Free Beacon. Trump prophecy befalls another media outlet. NBC, MSNBC layoffs prompt strike. Over 200 NBC and MSNBC employees are planning a 24-hour walkout Thursday in protest of the company's decision to lay off unionized journalists. Okay, confirming former President Trump's prophecy about the lamestream fake news media. Here's a good one. Again, this is significant because Donald Trump is posting it. In addition to the merits of the article itself, Greg Jarrett's a great writer, a great thinker, great patriot, but he wouldn't reach that many people. Now with the president posting him at thegregjarrett.com, he's going to reach many millions. How the FBI colluded with Twitter to help elect Biden takes center stage on Capitol Hill. Former top Twitter executives who censored the Hunter Biden laptop story in advance of the 2020 presidential election admitted on Wednesday that it was wrong to do so. That was their testimony during a contentious hearing conducted by the House Oversight Committee. This is where these, one of the places where these ladies hold court. The story published by the New York Post was accurate, and the laptop's incriminating contents were real. Its suppression by social media companies, including Twitter, may have helped Joe Biden get elected. Reams of evidence presented at the hearing revealed how the FBI worked in concert with Twitter to kill the story. Reams of evidence. Because now, you see, they have the internal, with Elon Musk turning over the tables at Twitter, we're seeing now the underlying messages which have been hidden from us in the memory hole. Elon Twitter has opened up the memory hole. Oh, that's great. And so now we have messages from to and from FBI people with Twitter people, and they're colluding with each other, describing exactly how they, in fact, committed treason. Did they interfere in an election? Did Christopher Wray and his buddies and their predecessors, people like James Comey, did they interfere in an election? Did they commit treason? Did they commit felonies that, of course, rise to the level of treason? But should they be put in jail for long, long terms? Maybe some life sentences? Of course. He says, well, let's go down here. These are some of the people that were grilled here. Let's go down to the end of Greg Jarrett's article. Well, he's too careful in his wording. Excellent article by Greg Jarrett, but linked to by President Trump. But Trump doesn't hold his fire. He lets it rip. So he says, let's go back down to the president here. He lets you know how he thinks. Wow, the Washington Compost lost 500,000 plus subscribers since I left in the rigged election office. He says, he posts a picture of some beautiful young Florida students at the University of Tampa. And they're a welcoming committee for Joe Biden, who apparently put them on a tour. He went to the University of Tampa. Big mistake. The MAGA youth were there with their Trump banners to let them know that, let's go. Let's go, Brandon. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
It will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. I'm just having fun going through Donald Trump's posting today at truthsocial.com. And you know, there's so much on Truth Social. You won't even scratch the surface if you dive into it. You won't. I mean, here I am. I'm just limiting myself to Donald Trump's own account on truthsocial.com. But all the other greats are there. You know, Dan Bongino is there. Sebastian Gorka is there. And they're all posting away. Marjorie Taylor Greene is there. It's an all-star cast at truthsocial.com. You want to get involved, get into it. And it's the dream we've had. I mean, Donald Trump was posting on Twitter. He had 100 million followers. The validity of that, of course, is subject to, you know, the fact that Twitter is such a fraudulent place. But he had the biggest account on Twitter. But the problem, he was at the mercy of Twitter. What's so beautiful about truthsocial.com, it was only a dream. It was just an idea that we should have our own media. Remember, we talked about that here on this show. We should have our own channels and our own. Well, we have it. Now we have it. It's at truthsocial.com. And it's very powerful. The servers are very powerful. Here's what he posted 6 hours ago. Biden's State of the Union speech was at 27 million viewers. the lowest rated such speech in history. And remember, all this is suspect. I mean, they're saying, remember, that the media is corrupt, and even the corrupt media is saying 27 million people saw O'Biden give his State of the Union address. So it's probably an inflated number, but we'll go with it, okay? The lowest rated such speech in history, writes the president, Donald Trump, was close to 50 million people watching in my States of the Union addresses. So how did Biden get 81 million votes in the 2020 presidential election? I'll tell you how. It was rigged. You know, it's so obvious. It's as plain as the nose on any of our faces. Nobody shows up at Biden events. Nobody shows up for a State of the Union address. But he gets 81 million votes. Donald Trump gets, 74 million votes? According to the, you know, even the commies who are doing the vote counting, he got 74 million votes, which is 12 million more than he got when he won. So he got 12 million more votes in his second try at the presidency. And traditionally, you don't need as many. If you've won the presidency, you re-win it, you get a second term with fewer votes suffice in the second. He got 74 million. He won in a landslide. And then they make up this number, 81 million that voted for Joe Biden. No, they didn't. All right. Here's Donald Trump. He says, we will never begin playing prevent defense. So he's going after anybody who wants to challenge, who wants to, you know, unseat him as the leader of the MAGA movement. Well, he says a new poll just came out at 62% popularity preference for Donald Trump. He posts another one called Interactive Polls 2024 National Republican Primary, Trump at 57%, DeSantis at 28%. That's way, way behind. Pence at 5%, Cruz at 3%, Nikki Haley at 2%, Liz Cheney. Mm-hmm. Liz Cheney's in there, 2%, and Tim Scott, 1%. And head-to-head, in the head-to-head polling, this is the latest poll in interactive polls, Trump gets 56% and DeSantis gets 36%. That ain't close, folks. That's not even in shouting distance. So how much of that does Ron DeSantis want to take? Now, by the way, this is an interesting thing. Dick Morris was talking about this on a show I watched this morning. Dick Morris, very good analyst of things political. He says Donald Trump, contradicting all the hopes of people like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, Donald Trump's numbers have been surging upwards. And so they've tried to chop him down. They try again and again, and Donald Trump comes back stronger and stronger. And this is borne out now in the case of Donald Trump versus Ron DeSantis. DeSantis is running out of gas. And the all right, let's. This is all happening today. Donald Trump is just posting up a storm. Let's listen to a break. We'll be right back. Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Cause Daddy's name wasn't Willie,
and now, let's listen to the woman herself, Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is what's going to be happening every day in multiple committees in the House because of these Trump 2.0 MAGA Republicans. They all... And people that sound like this woman that you're about to hear, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're all of them, every last man and woman of those who sound like this are ardent Trump supporters. All of them. No exceptions. No weenies in this group. Now, listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is only 2 minutes long. She has four Twitter executives, very high-level Twitter executives, seated at the table. They were subpoenaed by Marjorie Taylor Greene's committee. So they pretty much have to appear. And I'll have to clarify that. If one of you out there knows the law and ability to refuse an appearance before a committee of Congress, let me know. But I know they didn't want to be there, so something must have compelled them to have to sit at that table. Listen to what Marjorie Taylor Greene does to these four. Now, and by the way, fortunately, these are Twitter executives fired by Elon Musk. Nice. But these were the people that ran the company before Elon Musk. So listen to what Marjorie Taylor Greene, the great congresswoman from Northwest Georgia, Chickamauga area, what she has to say. Here she comes.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Baker, Ms. Gaddy, Mr. Roth, and Ms. Navarroli. You can
that Mr. Roth there was Yoel Roth. He's one of these SOBs that rigged the election by doing just what George Orwell predicted, prophesied, controlling the flow of information. But Yoel Roth has to sit there and listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she is now in the majority in this congressional committee.
Consider your speech canceled during my time because you canceled mine. You see, you permanently banned my personal Twitter account, and it was my campaign account also. So let's talk about election interference, shall we? January 2nd, 2002, you permanently banned my Twitter account.
She's holding up her Twitter account, which it says your account is permanently suspended. That's what she got. Now, what I want you to hear, I want you to hear the fury in Marjorie Taylor Greene's voice. That's what we need. Balls. That's what the Republican Party has been missing. Our country, our civilization is being destroyed. You better be angry about that. And it better show in your demeanor and your voice. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more collegiality. No more talking about my distinguished colleague, you know, Mr. Piece of Crap Communist. No, that's not your distinguished colleague. Okay, this lady knows how to talk about it.
This was the account that I would put my campaign ads on, raise money on, fight back when attacked with lies, and be able to talk to my voters in my district. But you banned it. And then let me explain. My account was not reinstated until November 21st, 2022. That was after my election on November 8th.
When it didn't matter anymore.
You know, at your company or your former company where you worked, Twitter employees, over 98% of them donate to Democrats. So while you coordinated with DHS, the FBI, the CIA, our government, and outside groups to permanently ban, shadow ban conservative Americans and candidates like me and the former president of the United States, President Donald J. Trump, you were censoring and wrongfully violating our First Amendment free speech rights.
Beautiful. I love Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's get some men that can talk that way.
Guess what? None of you hold security clearances. None of you are elected, and none of you represent 750,000 people like I do.
In other words, you Twitter executives are nothings. You are pieces of crap. You are power mad nobodies. And I, Marjorie Taylor Greene, am going to take you to the woodshed and make it hurt.
Let's explain. 52 United States Law 10101. No person shall intimidate, threaten, coerce, or attempt to stop any other person for the purpose of interfering with their rights to vote or to vote as he may choose. You didn't shadow ban or permanently ban my Democrat opponent. No, you did that to me. And that was wrong, and it was against the law.
And guess what?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Guess
Mr.
what?
Baker.
Guess what she's saying to these, all these pukes on the left? You're going to prison. You are going to go to prison. And this is now, watch for this, because the controlled media, they're going to hide this as much as they can, but it's out there. Go to truthsocial.com. Listen to people like James in Vancouver. James, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Glad Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying what she's saying.
Yeah, and you Absolutely. Hear the passion. Yeah, you hear the anger, the passion, in her voice, the fury in her voice. And
I hear vengeance. I hear vengeance, which is good.
I hear vengeance. Absolutely. She wants to see these people in striped suits sitting on a cold right. a cold bench in a federal prison. And
Gotta be done.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
I'm just saying that when I hear vengeance, I know we're getting somewhere. It's got to be done that way.
Yeah. Okay.
no,
it's got to be done. Yeah, it's got to be done that way. And no more Mitt Romney stuff. No more playing patty cake.
Whining.
Yeah, the whining.
Men are whiners.
Posing for cameras.
Yeah, they're all whiners.
Exactly.
They're all whiners.
The men aren't men, and the women aren't women. And so we have this new population now. And by the way, folks, you know, if you're worried about Kelso's obsession with Donald Trump, well, notice here that what we're seeing filling in behind Donald Trump, behind the leader, he now has his captains of the resistance. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, and these people are impressive. So this is reason for hope. Donald Trump, of course, cannot carry the whole load, even now, and he certainly can't carry it forever. So a second wave must form behind the initial man who created the MAGA movement, and here you're hearing it. I mean, I would love to have Marjorie Taylor Greene as my president. I'd love to have Matt Gaetz as my president or leader in whatever
Sarah
form.
Go ahead. Sarah Huckabee. She's another one. She would know how to deal with it once she gets into power. She'll know how to.
Now, one thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you're developing and listening just as I am, with the keenness of your ear and eye, you are beginning to discern who are the best people. And for me, you can tell I'm blown away by Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love Matt Gaetz. These are the best for me. Sarah Huckabee, I would put her in a second tier. She's good. She's now the newly elected governor of Arkansas, following her impressive dad, Mike Huckabee's, footsteps. But we need people of just an extraordinary anger, which Sarah Huckabee doesn't have. She doesn't have that anger. She's a very nice lady, and she's very civil. And unfortunately, that doesn't fit anymore. You got to have the fury of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, and take them to the mat. But we're finding out who we're separating for both the men and the women. We're separating the men from the boys, and so Kelso's enthusiasm for Donald Trump is not singularly focused on Donald Trump. We all have to contemplate the horror, and this the way the communists play. They kill. Communists kill. That's a standard in their playbook.
Well, that's true.
They if they don't like somebody, one of their favorite tactics for dealing with that person is to murder them. Throw a bomb into their carriage.
Usually with poison.
Poison them. Yeah, one of their favorite tactics. So. Donald Trump knows this. Melania Trump knows this. She's from Slovenia. She knows all about this kind of thing. She lived in the communist world, so which is not Russia. Russia is the nation that's standing when the Russian people overthrew the communist world in their country. And now it's come here. The communist world that they were experiencing, that they know so well, we're now experiencing it. And so the communists kill. Donald Trump knows that. He's the most endangered man anywhere. I mean, what an incredibly brave decision he has made to be the champion that he is, to strike the enemy where it hurts. But what if they take him down? You know, perish the thought. You know, I mean, we don't, but you have to think about it. What if one day we turn on this radio and you hear the Trump Phenomenon radio show and Trump, Donald Trump is dead, assassinated? They openly say it. They're dreaming of killing Donald Trump. So what do we do? What do we do on that occasion? Donald Trump has to think about it, too. He knows there have to be people behind him so that the fury of the second wave of the new younger people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, that wave is not going to be a relief to the left. That wave is going to come at them just as hard as the founder himself. So and that, by the way, is one protection for his life. If the enemy knows that we're not a one-man movement, we our bench is deep. Matt Gaetz is not going to make life pleasant for you. Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be a bear. Then the left is going, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll have, gee, okay. Look at their bench. It's so deep. If we injure their starter, the guy coming in off the bench is just as good as a starter. So anyway, Kelso is not a Johnny One Note for Donald Trump. I am a Johnny One Note for the Trump movement and for what Donald Trump created. And of course, as long as he is breathing, Donald Trump is the leader of that movement. And the most courageous, does this take more courage than George Washington at Valley Forge? Yes, I say this takes more courage than even a great one like George Washington at Valley Forge, what looked like a hopeless situation. But James, give us some thoughts. I should give you time to expatiate on the show.
Right. Of course, 2 years is like a lifetime toward the election day in 2024, and there is a lot of room for dirty tricks to happen, and we are going to probably see some of that come out.
This is a good theme. Yeah, this is something good to talk about with our audience.
Marjorie Taylor Greene can keep the heat on. You see, you're right. She's working from one. She's outflanking them from one point, and you still have Donald Trump as the leader. If Gaetz can get in there and do some things, then we got him cornered, you see.
Right.
So don't leave it all to Donald Trump, and that's the strategy they got to follow.
Exactly, and that's what's new. That is what we have that we didn't have before. And that's my job.
Right.
I should do that.
Come out directly against Twitter. Come out directly against that idiot that owns it now. Genius that has promised everybody that his Neuralink or his Neuralink is going to save the world. That guy, Musk, right? And she's named him, right? That's perfect.
Yeah. And of course now, but giving, just to put my little two bits worth in there for Elon Musk,
sure.
This guy, there undoubtedly something, some things wrong with him. He's not on my heroes, my shining heroes list, but my goodness, what this guy does, if Elon, if you're listening, buddy, you did your country, you did a tremendous service to mankind and to your nation when you, however it happened, when you're sitting there one night and you're just thinking about things and, playing a game of solitaire or something, and you're saying, oh, see, I'm worth $200 billion. What could I do? What's going on here? And you realized that you believe in free speech, that Twitter was destroying free speech, something you love. And you realized, you know what? I'm the guy. I'm the guy who could simply buy Twitter for $44 billion. Do you realize, folks, a billion is 1,000 millions? How many millionaires do we have in our audience? 1,000 millionaires times 44. I could just buy the thing, and then, but here's the amazing thing that he did, James. He turned the files over. We haven't covered this enough on this show at all. In wave after wave of thousands of messages, postings, internal communications of Twitter, Elon Musk just turned them over. This guy, Matt Taibbi, he just turned them over to apparently who's a pretty patriotic or conscientious journalist. He turned them over to people and he said, here you go. Here are 20,000, 50,000 messages from within Twitter. Do what you report on them, study them, report this. And so now we have, this is why we've got them dead to rights. They've got the FBI because of Elon Musk. We would not have this but for Elon. We'll talk about this right when we come back, James, you and I, right after this break.
Okay.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA.
Thank you, Lee Greenwood. And by the way, in his posting today, Donald Trump puts up an appeal, a patriotic statement by Lee Greenwood. We may get a chance to go to that. But James, there in Vancouver, I want you to listen to, with the rest of us here. Let's listen. Let's go to the House Oversight Committee. That's where a lot of these really good things are happening. The House Oversight Committee, where Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who survived the dirty, by the way, let's use a term that the president uses today in his posting, rat bastards. He uses that term, rat bastards. That's what you need to call a rat bastard, not my distinguished colleague in the Mitch McConnell style. That's not your distinguished colleague. That's a rat bastard. The rat bastards went after Lauren Boebert. They tried to prevent her even from running for Congress. They did everything they could. Poured in money, George Soros pouring in truckloads of money. She survived. She fought her way back to her seat or to be reelected in Colorado. And as did Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now listen to Lauren Boebert, that same committee hearing with these rat bastards of Twitter, this time Yoel Roth. She's lecturing them all. Listen to a Trump captain, Lauren Boebert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Matt Taibbi, a respected reporter who published much of the Twitter files, said, quote, Twitter's contact with FBI was constant and pervasive, as if it were a subsidiary. Now, I want to better understand why he would suggest that. Mr. Roth, while at Twitter, how many meetings did you have with the FBI?
I couldn't say for sure, but
more than 10?
That's a reasonable estimate. I couldn't say for sure.
More than 50?
That seems a bit high.
Many meetings with the FBI. Well, we know how many FBI agents worked at Twitter while you were there?
I don't believe any active FBI agents.
Former FBI agents, how many worked there while you were there?
I'm aware of perhaps two.
Well, we know of at least 9 because they started the BU group chat, BU for Bureau. Now, Mr. Roth, did the FBI ever ask you to share information like users' communication data without going through proper legal channels?
No, they did not. And I would have refused if they had.
That's correct. I see that you denied Agent Chan's request for access to Twitter's data feed. What's sick isn't that you would deny it. It's that the FBI would even ask you for the private data of American citizens without going through legal channels of the law. Now, I want to remind you, Mr. Roth, that you are under oath. Did the FBI ever ask you to do anything that was...
Now, we're going to run out of time here. My fault. What I wanted to play for you is Lauren Boebert. Yeah, we'll get it tomorrow. Lauren Boebert says to this guy, who the hell do you think you are? She says it right to him. Who the hell do you think you are? To Yoel
Breaking
Roth.
Breaking amendments to the Constitution.
Yeah. She says you guys are going to prison. Folks, it's going to get beautiful. We'll see you again tomorrow. Well, yeah, tomorrow night. Friday night, we'll see you right here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Thanks, Kevin. I know.
See you, James. Thanks.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.